Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 11. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I've got a headache and a runny nose.
How long have you had it?
Since yesterday. And I also had a high temperature in the evening. But it's normal now.
Well, you should take some aspirin and vitamin C tablets and stay in bed for a couple of days.
Thanks a lot.
Rozmowa druga.
Charlie, let's take a break.
Okay. What's the matter?
This trip is so long and you are riding too fast. I am very tired. Can we stop here for a few minutes?
Good idea. We can have a rest and I will check if everything is okay with your bike.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Good morning. Have you got any fresh tomatoes?
Certainly. How many do you need?
Just 2 or 3. I also need some onions and 2 cucumbers.
Okay. Here you are. Your tomatoes, onions and cucumbers. That's £5.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course. What can I do for you?
Can you take a photo of me in front of this castle? It's so beautiful.
No problem. Give me your camera and tell me when you're ready.
Rozmowa piąta.
I'll bring your pizza and salad in a moment.
I think there's been a mistake. I ordered spaghetti.
I'm really sorry. I'll bring your spaghetti in a moment.
Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I've got a headache and a runny nose.
How long have you had it?
Since yesterday. And I also had a high temperature in the evening. But it's normal now.
Well, You should take some aspirin and vitamin C tablets and stay in bed for a couple of days.
Thanks a lot.
Rozmowa druga.
Charlie, let's take a break.
Okay, what's the matter?
This trip is so long and you are riding too fast. I am very tired. Can we stop here for a few minutes?
Good idea. We can have a rest and I will check if everything is okay with your bike.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Good morning. Have you got any fresh tomatoes?
Certainly. How many do you need?
Just two or three. I also need some onions and two cucumbers.
Okay. Here you are. Your tomatoes, onions and cucumbers. That's £5.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Yes, of course. What can I do for you?
Can you take a photo of me in front of this castle? It's so beautiful.
No problem. Give me your camera and tell me when you're ready.
Rozmowa piąta.
I'll bring your pizza and salad in a moment.
I think there's been a mistake. I ordered spaghetti.
I'm really sorry. I'll bring your spaghetti in a moment.
Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
What are you looking for?
I can't find my football. I think I put it on the chair, but it's not there.
It must be somewhere in the room. Look around. Maybe it's behind the sofa.
No, it's not there. Oh, now I can see it, Mum. My football is under the table. How did it get there?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are you looking for?
I can't find my football. I think I put it on the chair, but it's not there.
It must be somewhere in the room. Look around. Maybe it's behind the sofa.
No, it's not there. Oh, now I can see it, Mum. My football is under the table. How did it get there?
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I have a meeting with Mrs. Roberts at 2 p.m. today. Can I change the time?
What time can you come?
I finish work at 3 p.m. So I think 3:30 will be okay.
All right. Mrs. Roberts can see you at 3:30 p.m.
Great. Thanks.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I have a meeting with Mrs. Roberts at 2 p.m. today. Can I change the time?
What time can you come?
I finish work at 3 p.m. So I think 3:30 will be okay.
All right. Mrs. Roberts can see you at 3:30 p.m.
Great. Thanks.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
On Saturdays, my brother and I help my mum clean the house. My mum vacuums the carpets, my brother cleans the windows, and I do the washing. I just put all the dirty t-shirts, socks, and sweaters into the washing machine. It's easy.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
On Saturdays, my brother and I help my mum clean the house. My mum vacuums the carpets. My brother cleans the windows. And I do the washing. I just put all the dirty t-shirts, socks and sweaters into the washing machine. It's easy.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
My father loves his job. Most of the time, he flies airplanes in Europe. But sometimes he goes to places like Australia or China. The most difficult thing about my father's job is that he is often away from home. Last year, he was in Africa on my birthday. I spent it with my mum and grandparents.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My father loves his job. Most of the time, he flies airplanes in Europe, but sometimes He goes to places like Australia or China. The most difficult thing about my father's job is that he is often away from home. Last year, he was in Africa on my birthday. I spent it with my mum and grandparents.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I bought them in the morning at the market. I'll put them in a glass vase. They will look beautiful on the shelf in the living room. And they smell so lovely. I need to change the water in the vase every day to keep them fresh.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I bought them in the morning at the market. I'll put them in a glass vase. They will look beautiful on the shelf in the living room. And they smell so lovely. I need to change the water in the vase every day to keep them fresh.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I like it very much.
Wypowiedź B.
I got it 2 weeks ago.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought it online.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I like it very much.
Wypowiedź B.
I got it 2 weeks ago.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought it online.
Zadanie ósme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
You're right. This school is very good.
Wypowiedź B.
He wasn't at school today.
Wypowiedź C.
Sure, I'll wait for you in front of the school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
You're right. This school is very good.
Wypowiedź B.
He wasn't at school today.
Wypowiedź C.
Sure, I'll wait for you in front of the school.
Zadanie dziewiąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Thank you very much.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
You're welcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Thank you very much.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
You're welcome.
Zadanie dziesiąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I can't go to the concert.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go to a concert.
Wypowiedź C.
In my opinion, concerts are boring.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I can't go to the concert.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go to a concert.
Wypowiedź C.
In my opinion, concerts are boring.
Zadanie jedenaste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
Pleased to meet you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
Pleased to meet you.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.